Okay.
So I'm hoping. You have one more question.
You have to. You have to tell people that, you know, that don't be so confident of your own intelligence.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anywhere. Spinoza says this, someone else comes and says something else, and then someone else will go, and he goes on and on and on and on. You're not going to find the truth by wandering around in the temple of your mind.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Regarding culture, because it looks very Indian. Some people, they say, well, that's an Indian god.
Yeah, okay, it looks very Indian. That's not surprising.
Comes from India. But could it just be the concept of...
It could be cloth, all kinds of things.
Just cloth and the crown, and this could be any...
It could be all kinds of things. You could make millions of theories about it. If you say, could it be this? Yeah, it probably could be all kinds of things, but... If you want to actually understand, we have to learn from someone who knows. If at all we accept God, then we have to accept that He has some way of communicating with us.
Hmm. Why? What's your question?
Well, you know, we sometimes hear that the Eastern Sun rises in the east, but doesn't make it the Eastern Sun.
It's a relative. It does rise in the east, but what is the east? That's the question.
Hmm.
Oh, I see, it doesn't make it the east in itself. That's true. You don't say Krishna's an Indian god.
But then he would be like, not really.
These university students, they just want to show off their intelligence. Their aim, if they're talking like this, their aim is to show that you've come to tell them something, they know better than you.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, they just want to make you look like a fool.
And sometimes they do.
Well, you can say, you know, what's your aim in asking? Do you just want to show you're more intelligent? Okay, I accept. You probably are more intelligent than me in many ways. But how far is your intelligence going to take you? If you can, by debate, show yourself to be more intelligent than me. What did you gain, actually? Yeah. And there are certain things you should understand. You're suffering in this world, repeated birth and death. However intelligent you may be, you don't know who you are, where you came from, where you're going, why you're suffering in this world. And you're getting so puffed up because you think you're more intelligent than me. Okay, I'll give you a certificate if you want. You are more intelligent than me. How does it help you? Take them to, you know, what's that called? Call their bluff.
So the best approach would be just to be able to recognize who's who and then try and help.
You have to take it as it comes. In London a few years ago, I was on the questions and answers booth at the Rathiatra. There are all these people shooting questions at me. Like this, they're all in a challenging mood. And after some time I said, you people, you think you're all so intelligent, but you don't know anything about spiritual knowledge. You've just been, since the beginning of your life, you've simply been brainwashed by the education system, by the media, just to make you think you're intelligent, but... So you just work hard and earn some money and think you're very great, but you don't know anything. And they all got quiet. And someone said, he's right. It's recorded, it's maybe on my website somewhere. I should try and find that out. I just got fed up at them.
I'll try that next time I manage, thank you.
Prabhupada did that once. He some in a Pando program, Bombay. He got this hippie came up.
No, that was in Delhi. That was in Delhi. Yeah.
Something like that.
You can tell people they want to challenge me. Okay, I'll try and answer as best I can, but. But are you going to go on forever and ever? You can all, whatever I say, you can always make some objection if it's coming from the platform of the mind. It's not difficult to do. Whatever you say, I could also make some objection, but is that, what's your point? Just to establish there's no fixed reality? Or what? What is your point? Just ask them, what's the point? Why are you asking this question? What do you want to show? You just want to show that I'm wrong? Is that the point?
I mean, how far do we take logic? I mean, the devotees, do we actually use logic? Because it seems to be one of the...
Come on, this is a... You're going to preach in universities. You should know the answer to that yourself. Hmm.
But logic only gets you so far.
Yeah, of course.
Reverse so
of
quickly.
Course. Yeah. So, can only take you so far.
And it's like ad infinitum as well. It just goes on and on.
Yeah, there's no end to it. Therefore, ultimately, we have to accept that I can't understand everything by my own intelligence. I'm a tiny little being. We live for a very short life. And we have to call out for help if we're actually going to know. Even knowing isn't all in all.
Mm. Yeah, it sometimes also depends on the certain subjects. Like history students, they would always attack and say, "Well, I've never heard of Mahabharata war, 5,000 years, but there was no Mahabharata. You know, the war that was on. There's no history books that speak of this. Only in India.
It definitely is. It's called the Mahabharata." Mm. The fact that it's not in your history book, it's because of your biased professors. Mm. Your history is imperfect. Whatever they teach, they'll revise their history, they'll make new discoveries, and on and on and on. Anyway, history class, that's only for people. It's mostly for people who they're actually not so very intelligent. The more intelligent ones go into science. Mm. At least it's like that in India. History is a soft subject. It doesn't need that much brain.
Mm. Yeah. But science is the main kind of weapon against religion at the moment. It seems to be gaining up some momentum.
Well, Dawkins is pushing that it's scientific not to believe in God, but there's a whole... Dawkins came up largely because scientists were promoting intelligent design. If you look at the facts, then it looks like there's a God. Hmm. That's what they said. So you can say, science, okay. What does science prove about God? It doesn't prove anything. There are so many scientists who believe in God. After examining the scientific evidence, there are so many others who don't, which just goes to show that science is not the arbiter of this question at all.
Hmm. Yeah, but they would still call it, I mean, science.
They can, of course, they'll go on and on and on. You have to be ready to fight with them.
But what tools do you use? I mean, if you use logic, they will show somehow that it's illogical to believe in God. They would say
no.
So.
Why? Why illogical?
Because then belief in something that has no proof, that's the...
Proof? What is the proof that electricity exists? Have you ever seen it, touched it, tasted it, or smelled it? You don't see electricity. Where's the electricity? Show it.
Well, there's a symptom of it.
Okay, so there are symptoms of God. Looks like you need to go back to the Bhakti program here. You got bewildered by the... so-called scientists.
It's a tough ground.
It's not so tough.
But yeah, the
If it's not scientific to believe in God, then why do so many scientists believe in God? Hmm. Bigger scientists than the little undergrads you'll meet in the university.
They claim that science is empirical. You know.
Then why do so many? Scientists believe in God.
Well, they would distinguish between...
Empirical, but then the very definition of God is that he's immaterial. Mm. So you won't find God by your material senses.
Well, but the ones they would say, well, it's distinguishing between what I do and who I am. They wouldn't try and drag God into the scientific realm, you know, in that sense.
Occam's razor and all that kind of thing. Mm. Anyway, there are answers. Don't lose heart.
But you know, the book, Prabhupada's books, they do, it's a science of self-realization.
Science.
How could things like emotion be scientific? Because it's non.
It depends how you define science. What's your they can give their definition of science. We can give our definition. Well,
science is descriptive, predictive. It's about measurements.
So it's what is it?
Descriptive.
Predictive.
Yeah. Okay. So we describe Krishna consciousness as full of bliss. We predict it's predictive. If you take to Krishna consciousness, you'll become full of bliss. Scientific
measurements.
That's what it's called.
So you can measure it like that.
Yeah, but some things can't be measured.
But what do you use to measure bliss?
Consciousness.
Then, yeah, your own experience.
But that's subjective, though. It's not an objective measurement.
Okay,
then
you throw. Actually, all of that. That's way going back to the 1920s with the. When they first of all understood that science isn't so empiric, and in quantum theory you have to bring in consciousness, and it is subjective also. So at the lower level, science is supposed to be empiric, but the problems that came out of that led to quantum theory. So how empiric is it? Is it a particle or is it a wave? Depends on the observer, my dear friend. It's subjective.
Actually, science can't even prove that matter exists.
You can't prove. I mean, if you want to be absolutely empiric, you can't prove anything. There's no end to it. And then, what do you mean by proof? And then you have to get into the philosophy of language.
Mm-hmm.
Proof rests on accepted axioms, proof of anything. 2 + 2 = 4. What is 2?
The unit.
What? Where is it? Show me.
I'd like 2 oranges.
No, but that's 2 oranges, but what does 2 mean? What is 2? It's a concept in the mind. There's no solid
what
object.
Is one?
There's no solid object called 2. All of mathematics is based on abstract psychological principles. That's all.
It's a theory.
Yeah, it's all theoretical. There's no such thing as 2.
Spinoza said that mathematics was the only thing that was an absolute.
Okay, well.
Because
Spinoza. But it's based on abstract. It's based on abstractions.
But Shyamasundari was asking the question to Prabhupada. He was saying, like, would, you know, after the...
Anyway, my point is, now you're going on forever. My point is that everything rests on faith, including science. There are certain axioms that they accept.
I agree.
Otherwise, you can't even begin to do science. You can't do anything. Who's doing the science? Who am I? Who are you?
So the laboratory for the devotee is within. It's not an external thing.
We're dealing with non-material, that which is non-material, yeah. Not measurable. Achedyo yama dahyo yama kledyo shosha evata. Not material. If you get on the platform of the mind, you can never understand these things. The mind has to be subordinated to... What is that? Indriyani paranya hur indriyebhya parangmanaha manasas tu parabuddha yo buddhe paratas tu sara. Above the mind is the senses, above that is the mind, above that is the intelligence, above that is the soul. But if we don't accept the soul, then what comes above that? Mundane desire. That's Ramanuja's explanation.
The soul, desire,
Anyway, go and take prasad. You're never going to come to the end of this. It just goes round and round and up and down and in and out and nowhere. Ultimately, you get nowhere for all your wandering around on the platform of the speculative mind.
Chincha.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I only try to, somehow, I only try to turn it into slow rounds, jet lagged rounds.